It is important to set up one's motivation by thinking that I must achieve the complete, perfect enlightenment Buddhahood in order to benefit all mother sentient beings, whose number is infinite like the space. For that purpose, one should listen to this teaching carefully and put it in practice. The topic that you're going to listen today is the condensed meaning of the path of Vajra Vehicle, the essence of the nectar of great secrets by Kuti Lo Sanchele Tenpa Gyatso.
O yon den cheba la, sen ji tong, yon gu tong, yu gu tong, jine sache sum yo bi, sache tangbo sen tong cheba de son ni, sita ni wa yon gu tong chebi ka yin ba shi.
So, this text is explained under three headings. First one is the main meaning of the title. Second, the meaning of the text. And then third, the meaning of the conclusion. Among these three, we have covered the first one, and we're on the second one.
Oniba yondon chebala, chebala njubi go, cheba ni nivan goba, cheba tachim bitsurs such as sum yobi, yon tambo sunis, dan nivas.
The meaning of text is explained under three headings. The first one is the door for entering the explanation. Second, the finally setting out the explanation itself. And then third, the way of concluding the explanation. So among these three, we have covered the first one, and we're on the second one. So the final setting out explanation itself is explained under two headings. The first one is the presentation of a conqueror's teaching to the sole entrance way for those desiring liberation. And the second one is the presentation of the doors of different sequences for entering the teachings. So within these two outlines, we have covered the first one, and we're on the second one, which is the presentation of the doors of different sequences for entering the teachings. So in general, the conqueror's teaching or the Buddha's teaching has two types, Mahayana teachings and Hinayana teachings. So Mahayana path or the teaching is two, the causal perfectional path or vehicle and the resultant Vajra vehicle.
So
in terms of the resultant Vajra vehicle, is there are four classes of tantras. There are four, that's because of the disciples. Because of the disciples, there are four types of tantras. Those four types are the action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and highest yoga tantra.
So,
for this particular case, we will be explaining about highest yoga tantra.
The lada lami chi lam yirum ba hie ba tang si tungur ji lam yirum ba hie ba chi sa chi ni yo bis tang wo chi bi ga yin ba chi.
So that the stages of path of highest yoga tantra is explained under two headings. The first one is the stages of path of highest yoga tantra in general, and second, the stages of the path of Kala Chakra. So among these two, we have covered the first one. We are on the first one.
Oh, tene du da. Ane, lami, ki lam girumba hiapa ndalas, nangsita, tabisache nichi. Lam dubi ki ching hiapa tangs, lam girumba ni hiapa. Genesache ni yo imbarirwa.
So the stages of path of highest yoga tantra in general, that explains under two headings. First one is the explanation of the main points that summarize the path, and second, the explanation of the stages of the path.
Oh, the name that Anna Niba Lamji Rimba Ni Heba Si Andalas, then Wang Nam Yak Heba Tamsig Dombi Nam Yak Heba.
So the explanation of the various stages of the path has three subdivisions. First one is presentation of empowerment. Second, the presentation of the commitments and vows. And third, the way to train in the path. And then the presentation of empowerment has a further four subdivisions. The first one is it says the presentation of the definite need for empowerment in order to study and meditate the path of mantra.
That was one good week.
Second, the need for the master and student of empowerment to examine each other. And the third, if deemed suitable by means of examination, make request and do the approximation. So students should make requests to the master to bestow the empowerment, and then master should prepare for that empowerment by doing approximation.
No, today's going to Yeba Nyemba Lisurone, that one could show you by Yeba.
And then the fourth, having become suitable through the approximation, how to do the stages of empowerment. So within these four subdivisions, we have covered the first three, and we are on the last one, the fourth one. So this fourth outline, the having become suitable through the approximation, how to do the stages of empowerment, as explained under three headings, three categories. First one is ground rights. There are three. First one is ground rights. Second, preparatory rights. And third one is the actual rights, actual initiation. So among these three, we have covered the first two. We are in the third one, which is the actual right of conferring empowerment. So the third one, the stages of initiation, or Angkur Rimba, means has three subdivisions. First one is marking the exalted wisdom lines and applying the colored sand. So when you mark these lines, you have two types of marks, lines. One is called the action lines, and the other one is called the exalted wisdom lines. So the action lines is similar to or so similar to, you know, the generating the commitment okay, marking the action lines is actually generating the commitment beings, and then the marking the exalted wisdom lines inviting the wisdom beings and dissolve into the commitment beings. So then the applying the colored sand is once you have done those lines, then you have to put different colors in the mandala, in different sections of the mandala. So that is the applying the colored sand part. So then once you have done that, you know, done those lines, marking the lines, and then apply the colored sand, then the second thing you should do is the arranging the vases and adorning the mandala. So once you have done that mandala, when you complete the mandala in order to purify the faults, you know, the missing and adding things in a mandala, you make three circumambulations, the master and the student who made those mandala, that mandala, by reciting Vajrasattva mantra. And then once you have done that, then you arrange the vases around the mandala. And also you cover the mandala by parasol and victory banners. Parasols and victory banners. And then third outline, it says the having established the mandala, then made offerings, confer the empowerment. So the confer the drupjin churnis, drupjin churni one kurwas. Having established the mandala, mandala chan drupnis, and chaba pu wangkuriyaris. So actually, here it says having established the mandala. Actually, that can be that easily can, you know, you can make a mistake with that word, Tibetan word. So here is a mistake, saying that Dubjing, the having established is the mandala is wrong. Here, once you have done the earlier ones, then you have to do the consecration ceremony. Once you have done the mandala, you need to do the consecration. You need to consecrate, consecrating the mandala. Yeah.
Jingguo du.
Then it will be read, once you have done the mandala, then you have, okay, once you have done the earlier ones, the, this kind of like, how do you say that, di gang de zo cha cha du sir wa ge bomba de zo ku ne mandala la gen cha de zo pu cha du once you have done the arranging the vases and adorning the mandala, okay, then you need to consecrate the mandala, make offerings, confer the ceremony. Okay, so this the third one can be two parts. The first one is consecrating the mandala. Okay, consecrating. Consecrating the mandala and make offerings. And then you conferring the empowerment to the disciples. So first one is you consecrate the mandala. Okay, so the way to consecrate the mandala is to visualize oneself residing in the center of the mandala. Residing.
Tandala jetan underbati. Ah, jingor gomon du rabati. Tetembi jingor gomon du se. Zola an dakchetan. Dunchi se ni yung yo de rabati.
So when you visualize the mandala and beings within the mandala, there are two parts. The first one is called the self generation, and the second one is called the front generation. So when you do the self generation, the basis of which is oneself, okay, and then from that you generate the entire the complete mandala. And then the front generation is, of course, you visualize the mandala, in complete mandala, in, before oneself,
before.
But that, you know, about that, we did talk about that last time. You remember that the means the self generation and front generation are not different, as well as the engagements are not different. You remember that? For example, the Yamantaka Sadhana will be like that. So that is because, you know, if, when you talk about the front generation, you must have a basis upon basis for generating the front generation. Does it make sense? For the front generation, that is either clothing mandala, cloth mandala, or sand mandala. So if you're using the cloth mandala, it is not allowed or appropriate to hang on walls. Hang that, you know, mandala on wall. But you must put in a flat. How do you say that? Flat on a table or something like that. Then you visualize yourself as it, you know, residing in the center of that mandala, cloth mandala. And then you purify everything into emptiness, and from the sphere or the state of emptiness, well, then you visualize the complete mandala. That is both self as well as front generation. So oneself arise or generate as the main deity of the mandala, and hold the divine pride. So that way of practicing is there's no difference between self and front generation. Self-generation and front-generation, as well as the engagements, are not different. So the self and front-generations are not different because oneself arose as the main figure of the mandala and holds the divine pride.
Yes.
And then the engagements are not different, means that you are using a sadhana which has no, not separate, you know, how do you say that, which does not have, you know, different, you know, self generation and front generation, not separate. Separate sections of self generation and front generation. So the example given here is the Yamantaka Sadhana. And then there is although the self and front generations are not different, yet the engagements are different.
which is
like the Guya Samaja Sadhana.
So although
Guha Samaja has many different sadhanas, but here the example giving here is a particular one that is in the Arya Nagarjuna system. So this one, like Tambo Dakye Gombares. Firstly, you generate self generation, visualize self generation. So the entire complete, you know, Den means the dependence, and Denba means the dependent. Okay, so the you visualize complete mandala, set of mandala. Self-generation. Complete self-generation.
That then is?
Then the beginning of Chatansana, Karsuvarsaki.
Then Yai Kantan, then Bahazo.
So dependence, meaning the mandala, and dependent is referring to the deities within the mandala. So the Arya Nagarjuna system of the Guha Samaja in Arya Nagarjuna system, there are
32 deities.
So when you firstly visualize the self-generation as a complete, and then the Devachevas, and then you do the recitation.
Recitation.
And then you dissolve. Nyerdu means. You dissolve that self generation. Okay, you make offerings at the end of that recitation, make offerings and express, you know, phrases, and then you dissolve the visualization, self-generation. Then arise as the deity, post-meditation session deity. So in case of Guha Samaja, you may rise in a form of Vajrasattva, one face, two arms. Vajradhara, one face, two arms. And then you have the sadhana which by which you consecrate the mandala, the vase, pumbadrup, establish, consecrate the vases.
That he jisu tene dunche dubya imbar sirva dunche choga yonku yors.
And then after that you have the dunche choga, the sadhana for front generation.
Oh, tene idu ta.
So in this case, you know, Guha Samaja in Arya Nagarjuna system, the sadhanas for self generation and front generation are separate. So therefore, self and front generation. Therefore, the self generation and front generation are different. So the engagement of self and front generations are different.
No, sir.
So the main deity here is the Grihasamaja. So you arise as Grihasamaja and hold the divine pride of being Grihasamaja, oneself being Grihasamaja.
No, tini yinza.
Huh? Ti so so ya ten sound dube ke zo ge nambal karsore moya tisro.
No rewa.
Moya de ati kingor ge tene bege kingor ge ane kili yo basam gor vesiki.
O ti ida tangi. 당이 징고지 안에 유선도과 무 생도과 들기
무슨 yes
얘네 동과 장이 안에 되게 여러 봐서
무슨 yes you as I mentioned earlier you know you visualize that yourself is residing in the center of the mandala and the
얘네 징고 동과 장이 안에 곰탕 찍과 임
봐서 and then you purify everything into emptiness. And from this state of emptiness arises the main deity of the mandala. Remember, that's the same.
Oh, tene indu ta rani jingkorji ane zoborje ne ane di ngajar zongbare was.
So then you arose as the main deity of the mandala, and hold the divine pride.
Oh, tene indu ta dangdo ngowo tamde siyembare ta.
So therefore, the self-generation and front-generation are not different, because you hold the divine pride of being the main figure of the mandala.
Young tatis, Jukwa young tatis, Rua.
No,
Rigita, Dotan Tennis, you in Paris.
Then there's another type, which is the self generation and front generation are different, as well as the engagement of self and front generations are different.
What in it, Dandy? Them chocolate to kill any you are dons, hang a lass of what and so on in Dotan.
So that is the example given for that is Chakrasambhara, the 62 deity Chakrasambhara and 62 deity, 62
yeah,
62 deity Chakrasambhara, and then 5 deity Chakrasambhara. But then there is also 13 deity Chakrasambhara that is not well known according to the Geluk tradition, but probably that would be the same.
Kanta anandita tangbo dakche gombari sirwa hande dakche choga dakche gombari.
So in any case, this one, firstly, you practice the self-generation or visualize the self-generation.
Oh, jadi itu, then dua, ane, then pembaru, ane dunci, kumyaim baru.
And then you consecrate the vase, and then visualize the front generation.
Oh, jadi itu, dangdun rum rumne sendu ande imbari.
So, in this case, you do not hold the divine pride of oneself being the main figure of the mandala.
So
that is the that dittabus okay such sadhana dangdu kasa dangdu na jugat nigata deres
non tadires tapena denjok la soga
So, okay. In terms of self-generation, front generations are different, as well as the engagements are different. So, that is the like Chakrasambhara according to the Dharikaba. Dharikaba, it says. Yeah. King Dharikaba, it's in here in text page 28. So this is Dharikaba is one of the kings of India.
Oda ti te da de dang dun yukan tha de dang dun tha de yukan tha de si chen da de jok tu so ne ten de nyam ne chi ki yo ba ba.
So that king is a practitioner who practices the Chakrasambhara in such a way. Does it make sense?
That then it dem chok la ju nang la ri chu chen la wa ba sen si chung yin ba de ba.
So in the lineage masters of Chakrasambhara, you find a great yogi called Lavapa.
O ni ge dan du ji ji zu bo la a ne a nga ja zun bi ge lu qi ne se a ne yang dem chok la yang dang dun ju kwa ta de la dang dun tam de ba.
According to that master, then you arise in the form of the main figure of the mandala and hold the divine pride of being that main figure, being the main figure. So therefore the self and front generations are not different, but the engagements are different.
No, tenés en duda.
So in terms of the upper and lower tantric colleges, they practice the Chakrasambhara. Griha Samaja. How do you call that? Dangdun Tamideva means the self and front generations are not different, but the engagements are different.
Oh, the Dajiji. Da, Jigit Dabuzis, and Dangdun Yang Tamide, and Yuga Yang Tamideva, Dajun Yang Slangus.
And they also practice they practice Yamantaka, as I mentioned earlier, the self and front generations are tamideba, not different, as well as the engagements are not different.
That demcho langa yo marsigito mela patu chireni bari serva.
And then the in case of lower, upper and lower tantric colleges, that they do not have the five deity Chakrasambhara, but the Chakrasambhara, their practice is the 62 deity Chakrasambhara.
That niki ke ane dangdun thade dang yugan thade dar dunyam sulen ki yosari ro.
So both of these two colleges, tantric colleges, they practice Chakrasambhara. Dangdun tha thamide thaderoi. The self and front generations are different, as well as the engagements are different. They practice in that way. So the five deity Chakrasambhara is practiced by Sera Tantric College. There's a Tantric College in Sera in Tibet. But I don't know who else, you know, practiced the five deity
Chakrasambhara.
Tether
drumness. then Yayin count on Temba Hazokin, Gumba, the Chinko Duke, see your server.
So that is the consecration of mandala, okay, visualizing.
Okay, So the
consecrating mandala is, you know, you the mandala, how do you say that? The basis of consecration is the mandala that you have, okay, and then you visualize all the deities and so forth in it. That is called the consecrating mandala. And then you need to dissolve the wisdom beings into that. And then you need to invite wisdom beings newly and dissolve into the mandala. So the complete mandala that you have visualized earlier is called the commitment beings. The term used for that is commitment beings. Oh yeah, so the mandala you have visualized earlier, before you inviting the wisdom beings, you have complete set of mandala, right? That is called the commitment beings.
Yes.
And then you invite wisdom beings from such as Akanishita, and then dissolve into the mandala. That is called wisdom. Vishishipa means wisdom beings. So when you invite wisdom beings, you need to invite both dependents and dependent, or the residents and resident.
The
first day of the consecration. The consecration can go for up to 10 days. So the first day you need to invite wisdom beings, as well as the kargorsa genshamba, tagonjila, the deities of the preparatory rites. Okay, you invite them and dissolve into mandala.
The kandir said, "Na tengu yondos kasa tonga tomar ane sa takwa sa chokka sa takwa tena sa langba rebas. Sa jiniwa sa langba imbas."
So I hope you remember the ground rites. You know, the first you examine the ground, and then the second one you request the ground and so forth. Remember that?
So part of salangba yinba.
Salangba, okay, seizing the no, actually ask for the ground. So during that you have to visualize the entire complete set of mandala, right? And then once you have visualized that complete mandala, then you elevate that mandala in a space, remember?
And
And that, you know, that when you have inner space, the mandala said, that is both commitment beings as well as wisdom beings. Mm-hmm. That is commitment being dissolved, the wisdom beings dissolve into that.
That is Jesus. And Tagon Jikapsus, Sai Lamo Tagon Chibaris.
Yes.
That is Jesus, and Tinkor Tagon Chibaris.
Yes. And then during the preparatory rites, the first one is the earth goddess preparatory rite, and then mandala deity preparatory rite.
Oh, did you see? Yeah. Ane, Jinkor Lata, Hani Tamala, and Trizanga Chu Tele Chumni, and Metoko Tombuko. Then, and the Chatanji Gombara was young.
And during which you put these, you know, the saffron waters in different part of mandala, and then make a heap, flower heaps, and then you visualize a complete set mandala on it, right? And once you have done that, then the preparatory rite mandala, you elevate in a space again. That set of mandala has both commitment beings as well as wisdom beings. So now when you consecrate the mandala, you invite wisdom beings and dissolve into the commitment being, as well as those two sets of mandalas. The one is from the ground rite, the other one is from preparatory rite. Those both of them in a space, so you invite both of those two sets and dissolve into commitment being here. So this commitment, this we were talking about front generation. Commitment being is the referring to the mandala, actually.
I don't know. What do you do that?
Last one, yes.
Then you do that. Then the see you inverse that. Took seva.
Took
yam to seva.
Mega took yam to seva. So this is called took se. Okay, six mixture. Mixing six or six mixture or something like that. Six mixing, yes. Tukse. I think that's better.
Tukse. Yeah.
So what are the six? Then the first one is the here you visualize the front generation, right? And front generation. So which is called the commitment being as one.
And
then you dissolve the wisdom beings into it. And during the ground rites, you know, you have visualized a complete set of mandala and elevated that in a space which has both commitment being as well as wisdom being. So you dissolve those two in here, and then you make it, which makes four.
Number three is elevating the ground right mandala into space. Number four is now inviting the wisdom beings.
No.
They ti sacho ke kapso ani ti tam kan gu du che gom ne tala ihi wa tom chyo yor bas
nos
che tam sik wa de ihi wa ni yo yor este.
So okay, the ground, during the ground rite you visualize a complete set of mandala, which is commitment being, and then you also invited, you have invited the wisdom beings and dissolve into that, so you have two there. Okay. Mm. So which makes four.
What comes first? That then jinkor tagon ji kapsus.
Yes.
Ane ten ten bi jinkor cha chang sik jene dalayang yi wa tam khyo yos. Then is ya nam kal tik war was.
And then during the preparatory rites, you also have visualized a complete set of mandala, which the first ground rite, the second preparatory rite. Now is preparatory rite. Okay. Yeah. So which has both commitment beings and wisdom beings?
What is it?
So you're mixing all of these, all six together. So when you during the ground rites, okay, there's another tradition way of doing this practice, in which case, during the ground rites, you jingor karsak in
jingor.
There is a tradition which you do not visualize the mandala.
That do china sita salang bi kapso ani.
So according to that tradition, then you do not have mandala in the space during the ground
rites.
For that case, you only invite the mandala that you have visualized during the preparatory rites. Preparatory rites. That mandala you elevated, you know, in a space during the preparatory rite. You dissolve that mandala into in here in this case. So if that's the case, then you have, you know, that's called mixing four.
So
in our, for example, when we do the daily practice of Yamantaka, we are, such as, you know, daily practice such as Yamantaka, it's kind of mixing two, because we're visualizing the generate the commitment being and invite the wisdom being and dissolve into that. So it's mixing two.
That Ranil Harches, Tala Yiva Chen Tane, Matam Bayena, and Kanyan Masi Varidavada.
If you merely visualize oneself as the deity, or generate oneself as the deity, and then if you haven't invite or do not invite the wisdom beings, then you are not mixing anything. Kind of plan.
Oh, then it's going to start it.
Ti losu shenpa chor besake.
Garingu.
So so lhakye. Yishiba che ma rao che. Che thang. Matum na. Matum be losu chor bes.
Tata ngar kejik tong che la cha gokum yishiba che tong humendu was.
Yeah, that's, you know, during the instantaneous generation, we don't do that.
So it's correct. It's just...
Yeah, that's not a mistake. Because you find that at the very beginning of almost every sadhana. Every sadhana, actually. And then you invite the deities of the empowerment and you confer, Angkur means confer initiation to them.
Yeah.
And the way in which you confer the initiation to them is you invite the initiation beings and then confer initiation. So initiation beings are referring to five Dhyani Buddhas together with their concerts. As well as you invite the deities of that particular mandala. So by these deities, then you visualize, you know, your the initiation deities or beings then confer the initiation through the water in a vase from the crowns of the deities of Mandala. Does it make sense? Say it again. Into the crowns of the deity. Yes. That's right. And then the remainder water is okay. The water remainder at the crowns, on the crowns. How do you say that? On the crowns, you visualize the lineage, rigdak. The rigdak means the honor of the lineage. Does it make sense? Honor, or you, how do you call it? Honor, yes, honor of the lineage. So it says in the root, in terms of root text, empowerment and blessing the master. It says, Wangkur, the empowerment, it says, confer, having established them like this, the individual wisdom beings together with the deities of the preparatory rites, enter and confer the empowerment. Whereby one is sealed, please the deities. Gedab chinasama, wangkurte. Getup sa di tichadurage. Getup sa di thamru gyawarom shwege.
Mo tere bati.
It's okay. It says the empowerment whereby one is sealed. That's it. Getup.
Mo tene indeta. Mo tene indeta pe na sawandiwa tabasi hina serwa.
Yes.
Ane that thinking ba nga yung ku yor bas
nos
o thi ke da ala ji tam ke da rig dak te mu chu ba ri di yor sir ba
nos so in case of Griha Samaja, the honor of the lineage is mikyoba akshobia among five Dhyani Buddhas.
That is. That Delhi Yimbi is then a higher was that.
Yes.
And it is Hadang, Halova to so then a Rigdak Namnang Radius.
And the other deities of Griha Samaja, okay. So those deities who reside in the direction of east and southeast, those are you know, deities, how do you call that? Honor of lineages, lineage, honors of lineages, Karsagi.
Namnang.
Namnang, Akshobhya. Lineage honors, or whatever you call it.
Mberotsana.
Okay, it's not Mberotsana, sorry.
That any Hodang, Honu Batusu, and Renyong.
And those deities who reside on the southern, south and and southwest are the Rana Sambhava. And west, those deities reside on west and northwest. Amitabha
is Amitabha.
And those who are north and northeast, their lineage honor is the Amoghasiddhi.
Oh, tenin da wosik. Chene kita, kita seduta. Ah, pati an tamu giba nang yisihin bari reba.
Yes. So then you seal it.
That's what only Rick Curry in Rwanda.
Yes.
Only the Minchur Vichir do in Barero.
So, Minchur was the one at the
Munzor Wada.
So, in order not to lose your lineage,
Garze
Minchur was the one again. Malach Chedreta.
Malach Garze Munzor Wada, Minchur was it, Gorum.
In order not to mix with other lineages.
Yeah. Kono munzor ba sigor ba ta kan ya. Ta tene tan choba pyua yin ba sir ba.
And then the next one is making offerings.
Je tu ta dang do ta me de tun zu gi glas choba bi bi ka sten rani ta rani zobo li ta zobo rani re di yor ba.
Nos.
Deli tene marme ki gi mini cheba na yinke ani che ni ge da ni ge jin ko ji ta char gu gu te ani chiro la ko pi mo wa che ni s ti ge de ni jin ko ji la zo la ya cho ba pi gu yo si wa
so the way in which you make offerings here in the case of the self and foreign generations are not different, then you oneself will be the main deity of the mandala. And you emanate, you know, emanate a replica of yourself, and goes to the outside of the eastern gate, and you make offerings from there to the deities of the mandala. So, which is like, you know, you are a replica, you're emanating, or you are, what do you call that? A replica, which is like you, emanating one battle lamb, from one battle lamb, how to say that, emanating another one, kind of like that. From yourself. Huh? Self as well as front generation. We're talking about the self and front generations are not different. Dila digen di dio marwa standa dila so so chik da ne in dunje le zo se sur dio marwa s
dio marwa ta dunje li sur che go ngu wa s cho ba pyung ke te
yes there's no two okay there's no the dio mar s dunje so
dang du tham de sila ro wa
because here we're talking about dunje
zo re dio ro wa s
Hold on. Here we're talking about the self and front generations are not different, which means you oneself is the holding the visualizes the main center figure of the mandala, and hold the divine pride.
So there's one generation, but it's all self.
Got it.
How do you see this when you're making the offerings? Do you see yourself making the offerings now towards the inside, or do you see this replica of yourself making the offerings towards the central view?
Again, that the social nature, mamichik niche chik chen is ra kingo shagu chila chine and kingo lazol chaba pure song rogin. The social tonsu carriage, country jor is da. Soso tatso mevache de or so number gom de working. The dilly chick change, mini and chaba pure or water. That soso carriers, that soso samzu or the masona carriage carriers.
That jingo jitso warrior or in that. Ani tadang trawa chik jing gur ji khargu thela yang choban bur vichawa ching ji yang sam go yor sro
so here in this case you're visualizing you know you're performing two activities okay you have you are the main figure of the mandala as well as you are making offerings to the deities of the mandala from the Eastern Gate, outside of the Eastern Gate, yes.
And that includes Yamantaka, as well as the rest of the deities of the Mandala. So Yamantaka
is getting off. Choba di susu le pivores, ta choba di susu yige yorvata.
Yorvata. Pivkende ta jinkor di shargu tele yorvas.
Shargu tele yores.
O tig pivu yorsa ta.
Tig choba pivsa jorvake.
O di jinkor di lazo yorvata.
Ane di susu ta pivu zuyo namba yorvata la pivu rves.
O tiye tang hati jigu maare ta jinkor di lazo mangbo yorvas.
So as you making offerings, okay, the second action or the part of, how to say that, the one who reside at the outside of the Eastern Gate is making offerings to the main figure of the mandala, which is also, you know, oneself, as well as the entire deity, the rest of the deities of the mandala, whole entire thing, yes.
Okay. That don't tat tape on the tongue on us. The soul chair to go your mass, rank to garden, chubby lamb or two, only chubba pin and dig yourself.
And the chubba pinya jorak, King Gorgo, than the susu, soli, mamichin chest to chin, shagutin, and chubba pinya jorak, dig the numgut country joriski.
I say,
numgur.
That's all don't rabbit.
So the aspect of that who makes offerings from outside the East Ved is same as the main figure of the mandala. Same. So the example given here is like okay, there is emanating a similar butter lamp from one butter lamp. Second bottle lamp. So there's no difference in terms of the aspect.
No thing, sorry. Jedu, da, dangdun ta deba ina. Tene tere serwa, duche, rangyu ta tere se yane, yude karina digu da, ton samji la shachik changyu bin namba yor serwa.
Nos, nos ke.
Tene di tuka ne yane, chol hatu ne ke, ane choba piya resi.
So if the self and front generations are different, the different one, then you are the self generation being yourself, right? Then you will be in a form of the deity who's in a possession. Okay, one face, two arms. So you emanate the offering goddesses from your heart and then make offerings to the front generation. So that is according to like Chakrasambhara.
Yes.
So the substance of the offering, there are four types.
And there's
external offering, which is related to the vase initiation. And the inner offering, which is related to the secret initiation. And then the secret offering is related to the wisdom initiation. Related to wisdom
initiation.
And then there is a thusness or suchness offerings. So that is in terms of root text, it reads the outer, inner, secret, and thusness. So these four are the offerings. This question? The thusness la kares. So thusness or suchness is referring to emptiness. So the outer offering, which is related to the vase initiation, there are four water offerings. Four water bowls. And then there's a flower and so forth, five offerings. And then the music. So there's 10 offerings. 10. Four water, five flowers and so forth, five, and music. 10. Flower and so forth. Yeah, and so forth.
Oh, today do that chick is a do. That chick that is argams.
So the four waters, the first one is argam.
That is the word on the party to Tonyak some sort of what the embody treaty underwater.
That water is for drinking and for washing.
That's the word
washing.
Okay.
And second water is called budding, which is water is mainly for washing your feet. Badang. Badang is the name.�ױ','////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////
kashi gondwa gitsa tinsa rwa.
And then there's the third water is called enzamanam. Enzamane or enzamanam is the water for washing or brush your teeth, washing your mouth after meals. Okay, enzamano sa taksa kandas lagrsa enzaman re manam rake
enzaman sena dikyo manam se di ekor tu yona dikyo sa chaba
enza is a n z a m a n a ah no sorry z a m a ma nam I think N-U-N-O, I'm not sure. Okay, we have to look at the Sanskrit words. Enzamanam. And then the trokyanam or brokyanam. That's sprinkling water. The water for sprinkling, yes. Huh? Don't cut chairs again.
Oh, that's it. The YouTube don't yarba in bars.
Yes.
Here you look so down.
So this offering is actually kind of traditional thing, you know, traditional. So this, you know, first happened in India. So India is a hot place, right? So when during those hot weather times, if you sprinkling water around, that will reduce the heat. Brokyanam brok p r o k y a n a m.
That's near to us, and do there is.
Noske,
Annie, don't want to meet all this.
So the five offerings after that, flowers and so forth, is called a near said
near to your father. Cause you can't near to.
So the five near to is like a five handy offerings. Hindi, I'm not sure exactly.
It's like close.
No, it's kind of, yeah, this.
Like what's available?
No, okay.
That's what handy means.
So the things that we use in our daily basis, daily life.
Okay.
What is called probably ordinary offerings. I don't know.
Ordinary
marwagi. Okay, so the nyechu means the daily offerings, five daily offerings. Daily means la.
Daily
offerings. Okay, the things that we need, you know, in our daily life, in the daily, it's kind of handy things, you know.
Five handy hours.
Okay.
Can you do that? Oh, today's thing, Jerwa.
So the flower you make offerings to the crown? And then the incense offering. The incense is the offering the sense of smell, sense of, how do you call that? The smell. So the such as you know white and red and the karma, you burn it, you know, you burn that and you offer the smoke, the fragrance of that. And then the lamp offering. Third one is the lamp, which is the which dispels the darkness. So the Buddha, Mamini, incense and lamp, butter lamp, you offer them and Dunla means before, in front. In front of Dunsu Dunrasaki. In front of to whom it depends to whom you're offering, you're making this offering. So whoever you know you're making this offering, so to that person in front of that that deity. But you cannot say like you kind of pretend to give this to somebody, but then you take it back. It's not good. I don't know. Then the perfume water is mainly come from kukum, the saffron water, or dine karsak is
kabur.
Kabur is another type of, you know, thing, camphor. So that is offered to the heart. And then the food offering. And then the food offering, you can either offer in front of the deity or in the hand of the deity or in the mouth of the deity. So these five we use in our daily basis, right? So therefore it's named as five handy offerings. And and then the music. So we call it a role more. Role means actually perform. Role means perform or consume too. Kind of like that. So once you offer the other ones, you know, then you make kind of playing this music in order to enjoy the meal. So that's your offering. Roll more. Yeah, roll more. You have to roll your tongue when you say that. So in India it says shabda. Shabda, yes. So shabda or shabda?
Shabda.
Shabda. That's the actual Sanskrit word. It's called a shabda. So this kind of the sound or the music. Translated. So when that term, Sanskrit term, when they translated into Tibetan, they did as Romo, which means music.
다 되네 노용아 그야이 말이로
And then the five sense desirable objects.
제두다 아좀제비야
Five desirable objects. First one is the beautiful forms.
아니 다니엔 바치.
Melodious sound.
아니 트힌 바치.
Fragrance smell. Fragrance smell. Sorry. Tishimbas. Taste. Tishimbas. Shimba is actually like kind of a tasting. Tasting smell.
Yeah. Fragrance sense. Fragrance sense. Fragrance
So teach raw, and then the taste, delicious taste, raw rigja, and then the rigja is a tangible object, tangible, right? Rigja is a tangible object, right? Pleasurable, tactile, yes, tactile object.
It's not like a knife, it's like silk, that's right.
That tea thing does it, isn't it?
So in addition to that, you know, some sadhanas you may find the jasinadu of seven royal ambles or symbols. What do you call that? Seven royal emblems. Yes, exactly. Thank you. Not different. In addition to that, I said. Titingdus. Dicting to Jasina Dumbria, you were Chavacasino.
Oreva,
no,
she did that. She did that. Sunday Jigs of Chava to the Tamal Dukes Jasina.
So you find these, you know, seven royal emblems in the Sawan Dubati Guya Samaja, Dencho is Chakra Sambara, and Jigje is the Yamantaka. These sadhanas, you find. So if you make, you know, extensive offerings with these, then you have the stanzas for each, one stanza for each. And then if you make these offerings in a brief way, then you offer these with reciting a certain mantras. Right, Yangba. Yenas okay, the extensive way of offering these things is, you know, reciting the stanzas together with the mantra, and the short one or way of making these offerings is just merely the mantras. So when you make these offerings, you visualize the offering goddesses or emanate offering goddesses and then make these offerings by the offering goddesses. Making these offerings, then you should visualize those recipients generate the uncontaminated bliss. So that is the actual means of offerings. Does it make sense?
That's it. That then,
Chobing Wo means, okay, that is the entity of the offerings. Does it make sense? Entity. Or the main purpose of the offering. Essence of the offerings. Yes, essence is better. So the offering is actually, in Sanskrit word term for that is puja. Yeah, puja means offerings. Offerings, the puja setting. So the real meaning of puja is to give
a
delight.
That is, no, someone don't even know about what.
Then the some of the rituals, the offerings, okay, the non some of the rituals, inner offerings, which is related to the secret initiation. For that, you offer the five meats and five nectars. You purify them. Jang purify. Purify Jang Tok Barsum. What's the term for that? Jang Tok Barsum. Hold on, please. Jang Tok Barsum. Tila Kala Gnamji Sung Minjor.
Yang said it. Terva. Nishon to so young. And do sing over Tok Barchi. And the Mamor Pen and the Pia Yamada.
Okay, it's actually jang means jang is purify, and tok means transform into nectar, transform this into nectar. And the bel means then visualize, you visualize these things become inexhaustible. So these three.
Oh, the new one. That change the life. We now should be aiming for.
So you okay? You do that, and then you make you know these offerings.
Oh, the inside.
Offerings with these. I mean, that's better. Offerings. Make offerings with these.
Oh, the inside. That then is. That some of the heavy heat on down the wind. Choba see a team, but it.
And then this. Secret offering, which is associated or related to the wisdom initiation.
Yarvala teneta, deva chebaji, and a chivati, Hiravihi Ankung wo inside it.
Yes. So then the main substance that you make offerings is the Rigdangs, Zukpusum Tsoba, the beautiful figured concert, you know, beautiful and good lineage concert. And you make these, you know, offerings, and then the recipient, you know, enjoy that, and generate the bliss, reggae.
No,
deva kebarje.
Oh, injero
the bliss, and that is the essence of the essence of the wisdom initiation. Does it make sense?
Mm.
Yeah, that bliss.
That tenin da wo da yang na da ah tenin sa de wa. Oh tenin zo da wo sin sa de. Da tenin ah de kona ni ji chuba sa si yo yin ba de wa.
And then the suchness or thusness offering.
Ke du da de da wi de wa de ani tong ba ni yu de chi ni ge de ne. Ah de tong yin me ji hi an fa de da ku ba.
That is the bliss that you have generated earlier by receiving those beautiful concerts. Then you that bliss will realize emptiness, right? And then the then you visualize these they generate the union of great bliss and emptiness in their continuums. Does it make sense? The recipients. So that is the Tekonan chabak mor tire se gore.
Mor bata, de thong gi hi chebar ki ane, yu la chebar mo ya chabar bata.
So you visualize they generate or cult, generates the union of great bliss and emptiness. They don't care. Which is called the suchness offering or thusness offering. So once you have done all these offerings, then you dissolve back to the main figure of the mandala and become one, inseparable one. Inseparably one. So once you have done these offerings, then there is a recitation part, and you do that. After the recitation, you make offering, torma offerings to the worldly and the transcendent deities and worldly deities.
It says
The inner and outer tormas with regard to the conflict. Okay, it says that the Tibetan root text goes like that. Please the deities with the inner and outer tormas. Before you make Dharma offerings, you must bless the Dharma offering. That is the same as the way in which you make Dharma, bless the Dharma is the same as the you bless the inner offering. Right, so once you have done that, then you make the first portion of Dharma offering, the first Dharma offering to the deities of the mandala, which is transcendental deities. Which are transcendental deities, sorry.
That then is can be then don't know see you in Barba. The Chokong Jonga says Yorba. Tell a Dharma Pigo in Bar.
And then the worldly deities, those are that is referring to the 15 cardinal, how do you say that?
Cardinal,
protectors. Guardians, 15 guardians, guardianses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guardians.
Mm-hmm.
Of the directions.
Oh, then you that.
Say it again. Direction and protectors better,
yes. Chinangani hibi nang toma piyat ten yin sarirwa.
Lagi, nang di.
Oh, toma piyat la chinangani hibi kenduwa.
Mas, di nang dhri hasta.
The nang, nang la toma piyat ten yin sarirwa.
That is the inner torma. You know, you're making torma offerings to the inner ones.
Okay.
Those are the inner ones.
That then,
yes, both of them.
That then, because any sajok capsus, sa zombie capsus, only sa zombie capsus, Marta, songing chingy lavas and scarzon, such in lavas, you was, sajok caps, sa songing chingy lavas.
So, during, you remember the ground rites, the fifth one is says the protecting and blessing the ground, right?
Oh, the capsule, gigla puru dame, and you encore than talas, then a puru yours, rather,
not
puru you, then gayula nga yours, that you get us only to the la puru you, your imbody.
Yes.
And
during which you actually visualize the stepping, you know, these daggers, you know, progress on the those hindrances, right? And then you have 10 progress around the mandala. So now you need to make dharma offerings to those deities of the purva as well.
Huh? Oh, during the ground rite.
Yeah, during the ground rite, yes.
That is the chiron choba since you in Barda. Chiron choba.
Chiron choba is Tanda Tirwege, Chedda Nang that she said.
No, teacher Terevada.
Okay, then there is the Tanda Karisaki, Tanda
Tatini, chiron choba.
And then there is the outer of Toma. Offerings.
No, did you that?
Sorry. I didn't get it.
Are the offerings for these 10 pubas or whatever, are those considered, that's also considered?
Tanda pubula, pubachio, right?
No, it is.
Pubachula, pubilhala, pubilhala, cheva piatunzo, and then nanga cheve condore, chichebe condores.
Or it that the nanga condos in and documentos. Can't I anything about the burwala? Tandan di chiron choba si ane pidu ane tandan penang ano su tanda choga tang san den robos ka wan den robos kina chiron choba si di chilo la tong gu yos
nos
ane chiro choba to tong ma de chilo la piyaris
nos probably you know that the offering you know dharma offering making dharma offerings to these 10 deities of Prabhas is regarded as inner offerings. Inner Torma. But the outer one, outer Torma, if you're practicing this in, for example, here, in this place, then when you make the outer Torma offerings, you need to go out, you know, go out and make the Torma offering outside.
Like we do to the
patrons? The Cholak Cholak Tamana Shirves.
No. That Cholak Cholak, I'm going to go. Solada tangsa di chilogla mar yuk yorwas.
Nus.
Tanda di ane choba da tona pyukala ane chilog tohnu gugur. Choga chilog tango yos.
Yeah, the in case of Guru Puja, the remainder chok, you know, we do actually bless and everything inside. And then once you have done that complete, then you bring that leftover chok outside, right? But in this case, you have to do the entire sadhana of after, you know, dharma offering, outside, okay. Not inside.
Okay.
Make sense?
What do you mean?
No. He's talking about outer dharmas.
Okay. Making outer dharma offerings.
The recipient of these outer dharmas is the 15 directional protectors and as well as the 10 wrathful deities, Tochu, and 15 directional deities.
Protectors.
15 directional protectors. 10 wrathful deities. Torch said again that the Purbilhachu de Kogurves.
Purvati Gangalo, Tobo Gintaji, Siate, Jayorvas.
Those the deities of the Purvas are only one wrathful deity from these 10, who's called a Gektarjin.
Gintarji.
Yes.
Jedu. There's under some mercy.
So then it's separate from the wrathful deities. There are 10.
Ten of them are one wrathful deity, one aspect of the from the 10 wrathful deities. It's called the Gektachi. Yes.
That you do that. Chiron Chobada Dona Pisati, Trovo Judans, and Chokon Joga.
So the to whom you make these outer dharma offerings is referring to those 10 wrathful deities and 15 directional protectors. So when you make this, you know, consecration of mandala, you need to do that, make that offering every day basis. Once you have done that, then you should come in. So then when you come in, you need to wash, you know, two chairs. Wash your hands. Mouth. So the way in which you clean, wash your mouth is you put some water, this clean water, pure water in the palm of your hands a little bit, and then you take with this finger three times. And you touch, you know, that two ears, two eyes, and two nostrils. And two shoulders, a navel, and head. And you then drink three times. Three sips. And then you throw that away. And you clean your mouth, wipe your mouth three times.
Oh
my gosh, can somebody repeat that for me? Go ahead, do it. Repeat it. Did you write them down? You understand that? Do you want to repeat that? Three times a mouth. Ears, eyes, nostrils.
Ears.
Then eyes, then nose,
then and then shoulders. And then navel.
And then go.
Head.
Then
and then three sips. And throw that off. Toss it. How do you say that? Then you wipe your mouth three times. That's it for tonight. Toss the left over. Over.
I have a question. I'm very grateful to receive these teachings. But I've started to wonder sometimes when I don't have my stone faith, if this teaching is for householder or for person in the monastery, because I don't, my life is so busy trying to make a living that it's hard for me to do many of these things. I have to try to put it all together, and it's very difficult. But we have to do it right anyway.
Okay. This is again. Je dans mon rampe mais si bah des chansons sont je de des chansons de qu'elle va s'embouter qu'elle va y se rager. Ine sont je de nous qui en bas mina attendez tu vois ça va être le chèdre ouais si combat dingue trava dans le chèdre est à trava dans le chèdre est combat des dingue si tu m'as donné c'est dans l'air mais je rage
ouais
tandis que dans l'arrêt quand est-ce que moran roche à chavina अने सोसो छोटा ती सोसो कौन के गुगोरेस
ओरे
चिदू कांडे लेग माँगु चियोस
ओरे
अने दी दी चां चामा लाने चिक नी तार सहेदने आ शुंदने काकुरेशस
ओरे
ओ दिन नेतां दिन चादियोस
ओ ठीक है ता तीन दू तेरा बास चिवा चेंस के यूं या मार्ज सेरा
यू आर राइट इफ यू नो दिस टीचिंग दिस प्रैक्टिसेस कैन नॉट बी डन बाय those who are busy.
Tedu, ane, ada melari bah, mesti di tol tanggwar serba. Tiwa yang tak ganggal ojalan.
But you know, in case of melari bah, he left everything else's you know behind, but mainly solely focused upon the practice.
Tedu ta, ta naji matum na ta, kang ta ane.
But that would be difficult, you know, to do like, you know, practice these, you know, things like Milarepa, you know. But we have to have a little time, some time to practice.
So
in order to practice this, we have to have, some, you know, time. If there is no time, then we have to leave this for the time being.
Can you, if you, is it possible to learn how to do it when you're doing something else at the same time? Like when you're, well, you can just, I can't explain it. You just have to do it. You have to put it all together. Oh, this, no, but just doing some of these to make it a concentric practice that becomes like an action tantra that is like a dance that you do when you're doing other things. Well, I can't explain. Sorry. Yeah, you can actually do, but it's in order to do that, in order to perform two things, you know, this practice as well as something else, you have to be someone who's highly realized. So those who achieved, you know, high realization can do that, can perform many activities at one time. But for beginners, it would be difficult, you know, to do that, to perform two things at one time. There's a saying, it goes like that, like this, that you cannot play a flute as well as, you know, eating zamba.
Homework questions. Okay, the first question says, what is the purpose of making the exalted wisdom lines?
So the exalted wisdom lines are made on top of the action lines by invoking the wisdom beings who absorb into the commitment beings of the action lines. Thereby, they're blessed.
Yes, that's right. I understand what you said. All you have the same thing or different action lines? Okay. In order to bless the action lines. Okay. Second question says, what is the meaning of different entity of self and from generations? The dangdu ni ngon tate shebe tyo kares. Dangdu ngon tate shebe tyo kares. Rege.
O yingere wa te. Yeah, kares.
Okay.
Let's see. Different entity of self and front generation is when you do not see yourself as the front generation. You maintain divide pride in self generation only.
Okay, this again. This also target dungine sur logatange susu gatso ngo ma ya ma majin bache ne di karsore.
When you generate yourself as the deity, self-generation, then you maintain the divine pride in the self. When you generate front generation, you do not see yourself as that main deity of the mandala, and therefore it's different.
Therefore, it's different.
Yeah,
okay.
Different, and the time is also. Let's see. Well, the time doesn't necessarily have to be different, but time is different.
Okay, one more time, please.
The difference is that you do not see yourself as the front generation deity.
Hold on, please hold there. This so tanda so zo ne zo ge yo ma res to dang bo de re sha. So zo ge yo ma res da. Zo nan ba ge yo ma res. So, Senator, so the
Kari
Zobo.
Kari Zobo.
So, the main of, deity of what?
Main deity of Mandala, front generation deity.
Okay, and then?
You do not see that deity as yourself.
And
what?
No. Do you have anything else left? Okay.
No.
You say something else.
You maintain divide pride in.
You do or you don't.
In the self generation, not in the front generation.
As the soso lag ngaje di yores, ina soso zoyo zoyo kiebe ngaje di yomares. What is that?
Ori soso lag ngaje di yore da, ta zoyo kiebe ngaje no yomari se yomat. Ta nunchi jizu, ke zoyo si yore ba.
Nus.
Ti ngaje an zengko maris ba.
Nus.
Tala ane dangdun tadi si yomar ba.
Yeah, you don't hold the divine pride of being. the being oneself as the main figure of the mandala, front generation mandala. You have to say that. So you don't hold that, right?
Oh, tell it.
That divine pride. So, which is called the different entity of self and front generations, or this front self generation and front generations are different. Third question says, what is the meaning of front and self generations of one entity at a different engagement? Engagement.
That one means that you have divine pride in yourself as the self generation, and also divine pride as yourself in the main deity of the mandala, which front is generation. The front generation. But these two arise at separate times in different stanzas.
So time difference. So the different engagements means the sadhana of for self generation and sadhana for front generation are different. So the to that we call the different engagements. But oneself does hold the divine pride of being the main figure of the mandala of front generation. Because of that, it is called the one entity of the self and front generation. Front generation and self generations are one entity.
When you say that the self generation and front generation arise different sadhanas, doesn't that occur also during the one whatever you call it? I thought the whole thing was called sadhana. So when you're using that, it sounds like it's two different times or books. So it's a little bit confusing.
Two different sections, I think.
Two sections, yeah.
Did it again? The you know, such as Yamantaka, there's no difference. There's no different sections for self-generation and front generation.
So that's what you mean, right? Sections instead of
separate
sadhana. Sadhana. Choga means sadhana. So we say different sadhanas.
Oh, didn't you got that? Is the choga, dangdun choga kagaris.
So the different engagements means different sadhanas. For self-generation and front generation.
But does it occur all in one practice?
Kunzu di deb kagaro chukode yasar ta. Choga kagaro la tu. 대부 가가로 죽고 됐어.
배제 가가로
volum 찍나 이런 거 말을 했어. 이제
다긴 느끼니까. 저거로 와. 대도 그게. 대대 냄족된 기계 니가 하는 대비기는 더 대적으로.
Yes, you can actually, if you want, you can put both, you know, Yamantaka Sadhana as well as Chakrasambhara Sadhana in one book. You can combine. It doesn't mean there are different
sadhanas. Excuse me, that's not the question. That's not the question.
What is your question then?
Because it's confusing when we're talking about the one entity and different engagements. And the engagement seems to me to indicate when you arise as a self generation and when the front generation arises, and it seems like it would be according to this two different times.
Two different times.
Yes.
There is. Then the 당등 누가 다 됐어요 아주 당보. 아니 낙지 곰국이었어.
맞어.
그런 거 초과이었어. 달랐던 낙지 곰이었어.
Okay, the self and front generations are different. In that case, you first you do the self generation part. Okay.
대두수스 진골지 쪼보 랑니레스로와.
라.
진골지 쪼보 랑니레스 대두수.
During which you know the main figure of the mandala is oneself.
다 대두수 두지 곰이었어.
And after that, you visualize the front generation. And during which the main figure is oneself also. So here you have two sadhanas, right? I think you misunderstood sadhana here.
I think so too.
Exactly.
Geshe-la?
Choga se jorwa. Choga se du tsamba. Kunzo chogan jigjeg chogan jigjeg da dangdun ki yag chatsang jila jigjeg choga se yunan ki yedwa ke. Di yindu tsamba di kunzo tanda choga di kagar hees laro. Di kunzo konur te deus rke.
Dan jigjeg di tanda choga tal dakche ki choga yors.
Naso.
Bumche ki choga yors.
Naso.
Dunche ki choga yors.
Naso.
Wang ki choga yors.
So in the Yamantaka Sadhana, Yamantaka textbook, such as the Guhyasamaja Sadhana. Within the Guhyasamaja Sadhana, you find the sadhana for self-generation, sadhana for the vase, you know, generating the vase. As well as the front sadhana for front generation. And sadhana for the initiation. Sadhana for fire puja. And sadhana for ground rites. So there are many sections. No, the choga means sadhana. I don't want to use the section here because we're not using. Yeah.
So they use the same term in Tibetan for the whole practice as well as the sections within.
As well as the sadhana
within the main sadhana. Did you ask again? Choga said the lechen kejarabes.
Chetang choga said the chabi gilika tsikris.
Okay, choga means actually actions, different. You're performing different actions. Okay. Choga means sadhana. So sadhana can have many sections, many different sections. That dig dakye ge tsemba chirwa, dungye ge tsemba, pumbe tsemba lamdigo orwa sa. So you can actually, if you like, you can call like the sections for self-generation, section for front generation, section for the vase. That's okay. But since...
That tene yin yuse. Ani bina sangwa niwa tabla tangbo oni dakche di choga tangani dakche gomgo yor sirwa.
So therefore, in case of Guhya Samaja, first you do the self-generation practice. You visualize self-generation. So you yourself, arise as the main figure of the mandala. Okay? And then you consecrate the vase. And then you can engage in the front generation section or sadhana section.
Sorry.
So the basis upon which you generate the front generation is the mandala, you know. You remember the different bases you have.
But I don't do that particular practice. But why would you when you say you're generating self-generation, be the central figure or main figure of the mandala? Because I thought the main figure of the mandala was called for the front generation.
The question again, the dakye tangin se chik se da lakye dirwada. Yina di nikingo le zo karchen langres.
Su.
Su. Rani dakye kaps.
Dakye se du rani lar mache na dakkan dikye gors.
No, chis a dakye di indi dakye su su lakye atzama dol. Su su lakye ni zo shi namba meo goya de ten hako ma sons.
Ta gori, ha gori ma gori.
La.
Taha kore ma kore.
Ti karchen myo kores. Ti myo na ti dakye chen sin karchen la kores ke.
Ti karchen kore.
Dakye se du samba. Dakye.
Ti rang har che bala. Dakye se du.
Man ti tsoyo ko namba myo kore gyunze kare kores. Ti chen dik ma kores. Rani la kye na dakye re was. Tsoyo
ko namba myo kore. Tsoyo ma che na karche kores.
Okay, so when you generate yourself as the deity, is referring to the main deity of the mandala.
Right. Yes, I
understand.
You understand?
Yeah.
So when you do the, when you do Yamantaka self-generation practice, you yourself arise as the Yamantaka, right? Otherwise, there's no in what form you arise. Because then Yamantaka is the main figure of the mandala, right? Understand?
Yeah, I don't do that one either. But as I understand from the class, in Yamantaka, the front generation and self generation are the same entity. So there's not a difference. But here, when we're talking about a different entity, it's a more confusing.
Yes, you're
right. Yamantaka, we are not applying this, the Dandunin Jubachiks. Self and front generation are one entity but different engagement. That is not applying to Yamantaka. That is applying to such as, Guhya Samaja. Same entity, different So, okay, then means dependent the mandala and dependent the deities of the mandala. So whenever you arise, you do your self-generation, front generation, you during both case, you should arise in a form of these. Does it make sense? So the main purpose of generating on self-generating as the deity during the self-generation is for reciting the mantra of the deity. And also for the the taking those three bodies into the path. So the purpose of generating visualizing front generation is making offerings, dharma offerings, as well as receiving blessings. So the both self and front generation are the same in terms of visualizing the dependence, the mandala, independent deity. Yet the purpose of these two are different. And then the self-generation, self-generation is done first. And then you engage into the front generation. So therefore, this different engagement or different sections. So therefore, it's called the different engagement. Okay, since you have different sections, different engagement. So then what do you mean by self and front generation of one entity? So, okay, the basis upon which you arise the main deity is the mandala. Okay, mandala is the basis here, right? Karsa kinkor di drushi chenis. So mandala sev is the basis and upon which you arise as the main deity of the mandala, right? So oneself is the main, visualized. Oneself is visualized as the main deity of the mandala. So, which means the self and front generations are one entity. Hmm? Make sense?
The second half, which is that you also, the front generation is also dependent on the basis of the mandala, and therefore it's of the same entity.
So the visualizing front generation means, okay, you visualize the front generation independence upon the mandala, a mandala. The dependence, the mandala, and dependent, the deities within the mandala. Celestial mention, okay, the dependence, the celestial mention, and then dependent, the deities within the celestial mention. Does it make sense? And then when you visualize that, then you have the main figure of the front generation. So in case of the self and front generation of one entity, and that main figure of the front generation is happened to be oneself.
Makes
Because of that, during the offering, during you make offerings, you emanate, you know, a replica of yourself, and then go to, you know, go the outside of the eastern gate and make offerings to the deities of the mandala.
Okay. Okay.
I think that helped. I think the idea that the purpose is different.
But visualizing, you know, this both the self and front generation, and there are, you know, there's different purpose, you know. Says, but here what we're talking about is the self and front generations are one entity, yet the engagements are different. So that is not differentiated in terms of the purpose. That is not because of the purpose. Does it make sense? Huh?
Bena dakche gi chuga ater dangde bene ngobo thade yin ba inas
yes
den den che te rang kun dun du gom ba re sir ba rang ni te li lok zu da sur di or sir
so if you are the self in front generation visualized or it's a different entity then you visualize the front generation before yourself
ya dang ni lok zu yor
you are kind of separate from that So that is, you know, that we I explained during the action tantra, you remember? It's like that. So the same entity, self and front generation, the same entity, which means the main figure of the mandala, front generation mandala, is happened to be oneself. But there is oneself, whoever's practicing. Why? Self is referring to whoever is visualizing that, whoever is practicing that. You know, self, you can apply to yourself. You know, whoever's visualizing that, the self is referring to that. Not just Lin, not just in Janet, it's just a general term. Whoever's So Rani said, Joroki. Rani said, the Rani Pigitsu, Rani is the Sulakurista. Rani. So that's the practitioner, is referring to the practitioner, of course. Okay. So time is up.
Oh, we have
one more question.
One more question left. Sorry. Okay. Tandu traji class. Okay, the last question says, in the case of Yamantaka, what is the difference between self and front generation as well as engagement? Are they one entity or different? Jig Tanasuragi. And a dandung watchik tade carres, dandung watchik retadires.
One
is chigris again. Dandung watchigris.
I didn't you quackers.
What about the engagement? One?
One.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear that. Chigres again.
No,
yeah. Dangdung o chig jugwa karsawru dang o chigres.
No, it is. The jugwa chigres is a samlo kartang was.
So when you say, you know, the engagements are the same, What is your thinking behind that?
You know what I'm saying?
What is your reason behind that?
Okay, honestly, it's just at the time, I don't think of them as separate, so it's just one. I don't know how else to put it, you know?
Use one sadhana for both self and front generation. One section and at one time. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
One day deity.
One day
deity.
Case of Yamantaka, it can be one or 13
on Yipchi Hegu Chiba
or 49.
Yours.
It depends.
Yeah, you know that. So what thing you get to this? Kyarguchak, Sumiso Yongit.
But the main one is the Yamantaka, who has nine faces, 16 legs, Kaschasum Sushiro, Shasuru, and 36 arms.
Yeah.
Lagi. Chasushiba, 34 arms. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.